Let's begin with prayer.
让我们先来祷告。
Dear God, thank you for your word.
亲爱的神，我们谢谢你的话语。
Help us to read it.
求你帮助我们来读懂你的话语。
Help us to understand it.
让我们明白它。
Help us to apply it.
让我们也可以将它用在我们的生活中。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣的名。Amen.
Now, we have had 2 weeks away from our topic.
我们已经有两周的时间没有看我们这个课题了。
And so I am trying to kind of pull us back this morning.
所以今天早上我要试着把大家拽回到我们这个课题中来。
Elder Yang has done a wonderful job of trying to keep handouts and things translated and ready for you.
杨长老在发这个单张，然后预备我们开始今天的课程。
And I have done a terrible job of making his job harder by moving from thing to thing.
我不停地这个改变我的计划，让杨长老的工作变得有一些艰难。
But this morning I want to try to get us back on schedule.
但是今天早上我希望能够回到我们原定的计划中来
so that we can move ahead.
让我们可以继续向前。
To review, we are looking at how do we read and understand scripture.
简单的复习一下，我们在看要如何去读并且理解经文。
All scripture was given, it was inspired, it was breathed by God.
所有的经文都是由神启示或者说神说出的话。
And I become very frustrated when I hear people teach in a way that seems like the only way you can understand scripture is if you have 2 or 3 PhDs in various topics.
每次当有人们说到说你要能够教圣经必须或者唯一的方法就是你在这个话题上要得到至少2-3博士学位，别人这么说的时候我就觉得很抓狂。
I appreciate the work of scholars who have studied scripture and give us their insights. I appreciate that very much.
我很感激那些学者，他们花时间去研究经文。
But I'm very much convinced that an ordinary Christian should be able to read the Bible and understand it.
但是我确信任何一个基督徒都应该能够读圣经并且明白。
God is not trying to hide his word from us.
神不是要将他的话语向我们隐藏。
And so what we have been trying to do is look at how do we read and understand scripture.
所以我们一直在看我们要如何的去读并且明白经文。
We are finishing today the first step of 3 steps that I want to give you.
今天我们希望可以能够结束我给大家列出的三个步骤中的第一步。
The first step is simply observing.
第一步就是简单的就是观察。
Asking what does it say?
问这说的到底是什么。
I gave you some questions to ask.
我给了你们一些问题，你们可以用这些问题来提问。
Who are the people involved?
参与到其中的是什么人。
What is happening?
发生了什么事。
When is it happening?
什么时候发生的。
Where does it happen?
在何地发生。
Why?
为什么。
How? All of these questions that help us to look and to read carefully.
这些问题能够帮助我们更仔细地来读圣经。
Because the more questions we ask, the more we interact with the text we are reading, the better we will understand it.
因为我们越多地来问问题，越多地和我们所读的经文产生这样子的交集，我们就越能更好地理解它。
Otherwise, we can skim through it.
否则的话我们只是粗略的浏览
and have no idea what it says.
并不确定的知道他说的是什么。
As a teacher, I have sometimes had a student in a college class.
作为一个老师，我的课堂上有一些这样的学生。
And I will be the first to admit that most textbooks for college classes are not very exciting reading.
作为一个老师，我必须要承认，大多数这个大学的教材读上去并不是那么有趣的。
But they would come and I would say, did you read the assignment? Yes.
但他们来上课时我问他们你有读这些作业吗？
And one day I said to a student, what was it about?
有一天我就问其中一个学生那这个是讲什么的呢？
And he looked at me and said, you mean I was supposed to pay attention to it?
这个学生就看着我跟我说意思是我要注意去读这里面说的是什么吗？
Unfortunately, some people read the Bible that way.
很可悲的是，很多时候人们读圣经也是这样子的。
And this is quite a lot more important than a college textbook.
这个圣经要比这个大学教科书重要多了。
So, observing slows us down and ask, what does it say?
所以呢，观察让我们在阅读中能慢下来，然后去问他到底说了什么。
We looked before our little break here of the last couple of weeks at how we read an individual verse.
在过去的几周，我们曾经看过我们如何来读单句的这个经文。
And the last time we met, I told you we would start, and we're going to finish today, how we read a larger section.
上一次我们在这里的时候，我们开始讨论说如何来读这种大段的经文。
Last time we took one section and we looked at finding the context of it. What is going on?
上一次课的时候，我们来拿了一个大段的经文来研究它的背景，去问到底发生了什么。
And we spent our time with at the beginning of Nehemiah.
我们就是花时间来看这个尼希米记的最开头。
Now today I'm going to move much more quickly than I did last time.
今天呢，我会比上一堂课要讲的快很多。
And look at some other things we look for in what I'm calling a paragraph, a section of scripture.
我们今天来看我们在一个部分的经文，或者我说一个段落的经文当中，我们要找出哪些东西。
Sometimes that will be a chapter.
这个段落有时候可能是一章。
Sometimes part of a chapter.
有时候是一章的某一个部分。
But a section of scripture that holds together on one idea.
但是这一部分都是有一个主要的中心主旨的。
So I want to look at some things to look for as you read a larger section.
所以我们要来先看一看，当我们读这一大段文字的时候，要找出什么东西呢？
First of all, sections that follow a general to specific relationship.
首先这个段落会有一个这种从一般到具体的这样子的关系。
Turn to Galatians 5, please.
请大家翻到加拉太书第五章。
I know you have your Bibles because Pastor Xi had you raise them, so that's good.
我知道大家都有圣经，因为许牧师让大家把圣经举起来。
Galatians 5,
加拉太书第五章。
Verse 16 gives us an overview, a general statement.
但是第十六节他给了我们一个总数一个大纲。
It says there are two ways to walk.
他告诉我们有两种行路的方式。
Walk by the Spirit.
或者是顺着圣灵而行。
And you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
你就不放纵肉体的情欲。
Now that gives us the general thesis for this section.
那这句话呢，就给我们这一大段的一个中心或者主题。
If you're walking by the Spirit, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
也就是说，当你们顺着圣灵行的时候，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
You might stop there and ask, what does it mean to walk by the Spirit?
你或许会停在这里，然后就问，顺着圣灵行是什么意思呢？
What are the desires of the flesh?
那肉体的情欲又是什么呢？
Or, to make it practical, how do I know if I am walking by the desires of the flesh or walking by the Spirit?
或者更实际一点，你会问说，我怎么知道我是顺着圣灵而行，还是放纵肉体的情欲了呢？
And so after this general statement, he's going to begin to break it down.
所以在这个主题句之后，他就开始进行一个比较具体的阐述。
Paul does this very often.
保罗经常这样做。
And I really like it.
我也很喜欢。
Because I find that we are very good at kind of agreeing with the general statement.
因为我发现我们好像很容易去认同这个一般的这个陈述或者是这个主题句。
And ignoring the specifics.
但是我们通常是忽略这些具体的论点。
In other words, if I ask you this morning,
换言之，如果我今天早上问大家
，How many of you intend to walk by the Spirit？
你们多少人是顺着圣灵而行
？I saw one hand。
我只看到有一个人举手。
I was really hoping for a better response on that option。
其实希望有更多的人可以有回应的。
How many of you are hoping to gratify the desires of the flesh？ That's the other option for those of you who didn't raise your hand the first time。
有多少人愿意放纵肉体的情欲呢？如果你第一次没有举手的话，你可能是第二。
Sherry, do you want me to give you a chance to vote on option one again?
所以我给大家一个机会，大家可以在第一个这个例子里面再举手一次。
The general statement, yeah, we say yes, of course, I'll walk by the Spirit.
对于这个一般性的这个主体句，大家会说对啊，我要顺着圣灵而行。
But then he begins to break it down.
但是他接下来具体说。
19 to 21.
从第十九节到第二十
节。Here's what it means if I am walking by the flesh, if I am gratifying the desires of the flesh.
他具体的举例说了什么是顺着肉体的情欲，如何做是放纵肉体的情欲了。
Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality.
像奸淫、污秽、淫荡、邪荡。
And Paul always, and if you'll go through his scriptures, you'll see this every time he slips in some things.That we really don't like him to include.
当你读保罗写的东西的时候，你会经常发现他会这么做，他会插入一些可能我们自己听着不是很舒服，不是很愿意他这么说的话。
Because he says idolatry and sorcery. Oh, we say, oh yeah, that's good. I'm fine with that.
比如说这里他说这个肉体的情欲包括奸淫，哎，确实奸淫是这个放纵情欲的事。
And then he says jealousy.
但他后来又说到嫉妒。
And I say, wait a minute.If I'm jealous over someone who gets my promotion, that is in the same list as idolatry. That doesn't seem right.
你会说，难道我嫉妒别人夺走了我这个应得的这个升职的机会，这也是被列入和奸淫一样的这个列表吗？不是这样的呀。
Fits of anger.
或者是这个这个愤怒。
Well, if Paul was married to my wife, he would understand why I have some fits of anger.
如果保罗能够要见到我太太的话，他一定也能够理解为什么我这么的愤怒。
Not mine. I'm okay.
不是说我这太太，我太太很好。
Rivalry. You understand what he does is he has these big ones, but then he includes the things that get very close to where we live.
或者这种争纷争，你看到他开始的时候是说一些很具体、很一般的、很这个一般的事情，但它会具体到我们生活中的一些细节。
Paul has moved from the general works of the flesh, desires of the flesh, I'm sorry, to the specific, here is what that looks like in your daily life.
所以保罗就是从一般的这个声明说放纵肉体的情欲，具体到这些具体的事情，我们生活中怎样做属于放纵肉体的情欲。
And then in verses 22 and 23, he's going to break down the general fruit of the Spirit to the specifics of what that looks like.
然后在第22节到23节，他又具体的讲这些圣灵所结的果子到底是哪些。
So, look for those kind of passages as you read.
所以当你读的时候，你要去来找这样子的这个关系。
And take the time to go through the specifics.
要花时间去看这些具体的例子。
That break down that general statement.
去看它是如何把这个一般性的规律来分解成具体的。
I could give you some other examples of that. I think I'm not going to go through them, but for an example, Genesis 1 and 2.
比如说在这个创世纪一章二章的时候。
Genesis 1 gives us the overview of creation.
创世纪第一章给我们讲到了这个神创造天地的这个大的这个一般性的规律。
It gives us the big picture of creation.
让我们看到了这个创造的大的这个宏图。
And then Genesis 2 narrows the focus.
而在创世纪第二章，它将这个焦点聚集。
From the creation of the world to the creation of man.
从世界的创造聚焦在人类的创造。
From the whole world to a specific place, the Garden of Eden.
从创造这整个的世界到创造这个具体的这个伊甸园。
Even the name used for God changes.
甚至是称呼神的这个名字都发生了变化。
Genesis 1 is always uses the name God, the name that is used throughout Scripture for the God of power and majesty.
在创世纪第一章中，他提到的都是神，这个是蛮有权柄和的这个神。
In Genesis 2 begins using the name the Lord God, Jehovah.
在创世纪第二章开始用到了耶和华神。
I don't know how your Chinese Bible distinguishes between those two, but does it have that? Good, okay.
在中文圣经中也有这样子的区别，第一章用到都是神，第二章的时候提到了神的名耶和华。
And when you're reading that, don't ignore it.
当你读的时候不要忽略它。
Because here's what happens.
因为它其实这是预示着。
That Genesis 1 name, God, is a God of power, a God of majesty.
因为第一章中的这个神说明的是这个蛮有能力蛮有大能的这个神。
But when Moses says to God at the burning bush, when they ask me who sent me, who do I say?
但是当摩西在这个燃烧的荆棘中遇到神的时候，
And he doesn't give him that big name of God, the God of the universe.
神对他说的不是说那个宇宙的主，那个蛮有能力的神。
Tell them, Jehovah, I am.The personal God who has chosen His people and is carrying them.
而是用到了耶和华，也就是说，那个在乎、关心他自己所创造的这个人类的那一位神。
The name of relationship.
那一位启示这种人和神关系的神。
So in Genesis 1, we see the big picture, the general creation.
所以在创世纪第一章，我们看到的是这个大的这个宏观的图像。
In Genesis 2.He is the God who has created us as people, and He cares for us, and He desires relationship with us.
而在创世纪第二章，他创造了我们具体的人，他也关心我们，希望和我们能够建立关系。
Let me move on, or I'll still be trying to catch up next week.
让我们进入到下一段。
I promised I would try to get back on schedule by the end of today. Romans, the second thing, questions and answers.
第二个要找到的是提问与回答。
Turn to Romans 6.
让我们来翻到罗马书第四章。
Again,
第六章。
Paul loves to use this question and answer.
你知道保罗也很喜欢用这样子的问答的形式。
When you read a question in Scripture,
当你在经文中读到问题的时候，
very often the rest of the paragraph is answering it. I'm not using the Mark example.
Okay.
When you read a question in Scripture, very often the rest of the paragraph is answering it.
当你在经文中读到一个问题的时候，通常这个段落的接下来的部分都是这个问题的答案。
Romans 6, Paul starts with a question.
在罗马书第六章，保罗开始就提出了这样子的问题。
Paul has been talking to these Christians about grace.
保罗在对这些基督徒来讲恩典。
God pours out His grace in our life and He makes us His children and He forgives our sin.
神将他的恩典倾注在我们人身上，让我们可以成为他的儿女。
And I can see Paul kind of imagining someone sitting in the congregation raising their hand.
我想象保罗可能当时就是看着这个会众，想他们当中可能有人会举手提问。
Saying, hey Paul, this sounds like a wonderful deal.
他可能会对保罗说，保罗这听上去太好了。
When I sin, God will forgive me through grace.
当我犯罪的时候，神就在恩典中原谅我。
Yes.
是的。
So I can just keep on sinning on and on and on, and God will just keep on forgiving.
所以我就可以一直一直一直的犯罪，然后神就会一直一直的饶恕我。
And as someone said to me,
因为有人对我说，
I like to sin.
我喜欢犯罪。
God likes to forgive.
神喜欢饶恕。
So it's a good deal for both of us.
所以这样做对我们两者来说都是很好的。
So Paul says, let's start with a question.
所以保罗说，让我们从这个问题开始。
Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound?
我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
Do I just continue willfully walking in my sin and saying God will forgive me, He's got lots of grace?
我们可以行在罪中，然后说神会饶恕我的，因为他蛮有恩典吗？
That's the question.
这就是那个问题。
And then you read the rest of the paragraph for the answer.
然后你读接下来这一段落，你就找到他的答案。
By no means.
断乎不可。
Absolutely not.
绝对不可以的。
How can we who died to sin still live in it?
我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
Don't you know that when you were baptized into Christ Jesus, you were baptized into His death?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？
We were buried with him.
我们已经同他一同埋葬。
So that,
所以
just as he was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father,
就像他有着神的荣耀从死里复活一样，
we too will walk in newness of life.
我们一样也要这样做，有新生的样式。
Paul says, the question is, do I continue walking in sin?
保罗说问题是我们仍继续活在罪中吗？
And he says, no, you died.
他说不，我们
You were buried with Christ.
我们同基督同埋葬。
And now you have been raised with him.
现在你同他一起复活。
And you no longer walk in the same path you were walking before.
你不再像你过去那样行。
You are now walking in a new life.
现在你要有新生的样式。
A third thing we often should look for is dialogue.
我们要看的第三样东西是要找到这个对话。
Conversation.
这种交流。
I'm not going to go through this, but Matthew 21 is a wonderful example.
我可能没有不会把这个例子具体来说，但是马太福音这个21章是有一个很好的例子。
A whole series where Jesus, his opponents try to trap him.
在21章中说到他的这些抵挡他的人想要来逮着他的把柄。
And every time he escapes their trap.
但是每一次耶稣都能够从中逃脱。
And Matthew tells us, I love this. Matthew tells us that the people were standing around watching.
这个马太福音中记载就是人们就围在那里观看。
Here's this one simple rabbi.
然后就有其中一个人。
And all the big shots have their tricky questions.
然后他们就有各种的这种想要拿住耶稣把柄的这样问题。
And he keeps answering them and they go away. He got out of that one too.
然后每一次他要来拿这些难回答的问题来问耶稣，然后他就从这个问题能有很好的回答。
And it says the people were astonished at him.
然后经文就说到人们都很惊叹。
But let me go to the fourth one I want you to say. I'm not going to spend time on dialogue. The emotional tone.
然后让我来看到第四点我们要找出的就是这个情感的基调。
I think we sometimes forget something very important.
我想我们有的时候会忽略一个很重要的事情。
And that is this.
那就是。
When the Bible was written.
当这个圣经被写成的时候。
When the Bible was first written.
当圣经第一次被完成的时候，
It was not printed on nice paper.
它并不是像现在一样印在这种很好的纸张上。
Bound in leather.
然后用这个很好的书皮包着。
And sold at a big expensive price.
以昂贵的价格出售。
But sometimes that's kind of how we read it.
但我们现在好像读是这样读的。
As if it were all artificial.
看上去好像这一切都是就是。
It is first written.As a letter.
其实圣经最开始写成的时候它都是书信的形式。
And the people who read Philippians, we're going to look at Philippians.
像腓立比的人他们就会去读腓立比书。
Receive a letter from Paul.
他们就把这个腓立比书当作是
Now,
其实就是保罗寄给他们的一封信。
Next month I'm going to go to China for a month.
下个月我将会去到中国一个月的时间。
And since...Sue isn't going with me, I'll be lonely.
因为我太太不会跟我一起去，所以我会一个人很孤单。
And so every night when I get back to my room, if I have internet, I will check my email.
所以当我每晚回到房间，如果房间有网络的话，我都会去来查我的电子邮件。
And I will get a letter, I hope. Don't forget, please.
我希望我可以都每次得到一封这个信。
If you see her while I'm gone, ask, did you write your husband yet today?
如果你还在这儿的话，你可以去问我的太太，你有今天给你的丈夫写信吗？
Now here's what I want you to understand.
我希望你们可以明白。
If I get a letter that says something like this.
如果我拿到一封信，信上是这么写的。
Randall, this is from Sue.
就是。
I'm your wife.
Randall, 这是Sue 给你写的信，我是你的妻子。
There are several things we need to talk about.
我们需要来谈一下这下面几件事情。
I'm going to sit down to read the rest of the letter.
我会认真地坐下来，然后读完下面的信。
Galatians chapter 1.
在加拉太书第一章。
The people in Galatians receive a letter from Paul.
加拉太教会的人收到一封保罗写的信。
And it begins like this.
信是这样开始的。
Paul, an apostle.
做使徒的保罗。
Now next week I may talk to you about what that means.
下周我也许会给大家讲这是什么意思。
But let me just say for now that Paul used two terms when he would write a letter.
现在我只需要告诉你，保罗在写这个信的时候用了两个称谓。
He would refer to himself as a servant.
他称自己是这个仆人。
A term of humility.
一个很有谦卑的这样一个称谓。
A term that says you and I are both servants of Jesus.
就是这个称谓意思就是说你和我都是神的仆人。
The second term he would use is the term apostle.
第二个称谓他会用到就是这里的使徒。
A term of authority.
这个使徒是有权柄的一个。
A term that said, I have been appointed by God to bring a message to you.
这个称谓的意思就是说我被神任命让把这样子的消息带给你。
Usually, Paul uses both terms in a letter.
通常保罗会在信同时用到这两个称谓。
He is saying, I have been appointed by God to bring a message to you.
他会说，我被神任命将这样的信息带给你。
But like you, I am a servant of God.
但是与你一样，我也同是神的仆人。
But listen to Galatians.
但你看加拉太书。
There's nothing here about a servant.
这里并没有说到保罗是一个仆人。
Paul, an apostle.
做使徒的保罗。
And then he puts it in parentheses.
然后他在这个括号中说道。
Not an apostle from men nor through men.
不是由于人也不是借着人。
But through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.
乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神。
This is Paul writing you, I'm an apostle.
这就是保罗写信的时候这么说，他说我是一个使徒。
And God himself is the one who appointed me.
是神自己任命我的。
You better listen.
所以你最好要认真听。
And then he goes on.
然后他继续。
I am astonished, verse 6. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you and are turning to a different gospel.
第六节他就说到，我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们来的，去从别的福音。
Verse 8, even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a different gospel, let him be accursed.
第八节说，但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
How many of you are sharp enough to recognize that Paul is not happy about something that the Galatians have done?
你们中有多少人是足够聪明能够看出来保罗对这个加拉太发生的事情是不很满意的。
You hear it?
你听到了吗？
I am shocked. What's wrong with you all?
我稀奇你们发生了什么事情。
Now here's why you need to notice that.
你为什么要注意的这些呢？
When you read that, what do you start to ask?
因为当你读这段的时候，你要问怎样的问题呢？
Yeah, what did they do? What happened?
发生了什么？这些加拉太的人发生了什么？
Why is Paul so upset?
保罗为什么这么生气呢？
Why does it matter so much?
为什么这件事这么重要呢？
Now you know the emotional tone. Now you know how to read this letter.
现在你知道了这信件中的这个情感基调，你也就知道了要如何去读这封信。
Someone is about to be called on the carpet.
有人需要被点名，有麻烦了。
And while we're watching, we're going to say, whatever they did, I don't want to do it.
不管当我们作为旁观者，他不管做了什么，我都不想跟他做一样的事情。
And so sure enough, you continue reading.
所以你就继续往下读。
They have abandoned the gospel of grace and gone to a gospel of law and legalism.
你就看到他们背弃了这个福音，恩典的福音，而去遵行那个律法的福音。
And that tells you that answers the question, what did they do?
这也就回答了最初的问题，他们做了什么。
And you realize from that opening tone, this isn't just a matter of, do you want this or this? This is the core of Paul's message. It matters to him.
所以你从这个情感基调上你就看出来，这不是简单的选这个或者选那个的问题，这是那个保罗这封书信的这个核心。
Now let me give you another example though.
让我再给大家一个例子。
Turn to Philippians 1.
请大家打开腓立比书第一章。
You're reading through the New Testament. You've read Galatians.
当你读新约的时候，你读完加拉太书。
You remember that introduction?
你还记得那样子的这个开头。
And then you come to Philippians.
然后你接下来读到这个腓立比书。
Paul and Timothy.
保罗和提摩太。
What were the two options?
你还记得当时的两个称谓吗？
Apostle or servant.
使徒。
He usually uses both.
他通常会两个都用。
But here.
但是在这里。
Servants of Christ Jesus.
说到的是基督耶稣的仆人。
And you say, huh, he doesn't mention an apostle.
然后你会说，嗯，他没有提到这个使徒。
You continue reading.
然后你就继续读。
Remember Galatians. I am shocked that you have abandoned the gospel so quickly.
你记得在加拉太书，保罗说，我稀奇你们这么快就离开了那福音。
But Philippians verse 3, I thank my God every time I remember you.
但是在腓立比书一章三节说，我每逢想念你们就感谢我的神。
In every prayer of mine for you, making my prayer with joy.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
You are my partners in the gospel.
你们与我在福音上是同工的。
And you say, ah,This is going to be a happier book than Galatians.
然后你就说，哎，这本书读上去要比加拉太书要开心多了。
Right?
是吗？
And I'm going to ask, what's the difference?
我就要问大家，那区别是什么呢？
What did they do that brings him such joy?
他们腓立比的这些人做了什么，让保罗如此的感恩，如此的开心呢？
This doesn't sound like the same man who wrote Galatians.
保罗在腓立比书看上去不像是同时写了加拉太书的那个人。
But it is.
但他确实是同一个人。
And so you begin reading and you see here is a church that loves the gospel.
当你接下来读的时候，你就会发现腓立比教会他们很爱神。
That is faithful to the truth.
他们对这个真理是完全的相信。
A church that has sacrificed to help Paul, who loves Paul.
这个教会他们完全的奉献，他们爱保罗，也帮助保罗。
And the whole letter is just going to be full of joy and Paul's love for these people.
然后这整篇的书信都是满是喜乐和保罗对这个人的这个对这群人的喜欢。
So look for the emotional tone of the letter of the paragraph or the book.
所以在你读这个书信或者信件的时候，一定要去。寻找这些情感基调的这些东西。
Quickly, some other things to look for as you're reading a book.
在你读一本书的时候，还要来找下面这些东西。
Things that are emphasized.
比如说被强调的事情。
What gets the most space in the book?
在这一卷书中，什么占据了最多的篇幅？
Let me. What time do we have? Okay. Let me real quickly give you an example.
让我很快给大家举一个例子。
When you read Genesis,
当你读创世纪的时候，
11 chapters
有11章
are going to cover the creation of the world,
讲到的都是世界的创造，
and all of history down to about 2000 BC,
直到这个公元前2000年，
in 11 chapters,
就在11章的这个章节中讲了这
么多的事。 And all of a sudden, when we come to chapter 12,
但当我们突然看到第十二章的时候，
The writer is going to slam on the brakes.
这个作者就突然这个画风一转。
He's going to slow down.
他又开始放慢速度。
And he's going to spend the next, I'm not good at math, 38 chapters on just four people.
在接下来的三十八章的这个章节篇幅中，只提到了四个主要的人物。
We covered a few thousand years of history in 11 chapters.
在十一章的篇幅中，我们这个覆盖了好多好多个世纪。
And then we spend 38 chapters on Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
而接下来三十八章的篇幅讲的都是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和约瑟。
Now we'll come later in the next week when we talk about interpretation to why that happens.
我们下一周讲到这个解释的时候会讲为什么是这样子的。
But at this first observation stage, I just want you to notice that it happens.
但是当我们这个第一阶段观察这个阶段，我希望大家可以注意到。
Because sometimes we just read, we read, we read, and we really don't think or ask any questions about why does it take longer to describe the life of Abraham than it did to describe the first 4,000 years of history.
因为我们通常在读圣经的时候就只是读啊读，而忽视了问自己说，为什么我们圣经中花这么大的篇幅来讲亚伯拉罕的故事，而之前十一章短短的十一章就讲了四千多年的事情。
Look at the amount of space. Look at the purpose that is stated.
我们不仅要看花了多少篇幅，要看这个陈述的目的。
Last week we looked at Proverbs.
我们上个星期提到了这个诗篇。
And at the beginning of Proverbs, he says, "This is why I'm writing."
在这个诗篇就，在箴言最开始他提到了说，我写的目的是什么
？I know you're not used to having a test in Sunday school.
我知道大家可能对主日学有考试这件事情不习惯。
They may all drop the class, Elder Young.
因为你可能都会就是离开这个课程。
But let's see if you remember. What did Solomon say is the purpose for the book of Proverbs? Why did he write it?
但是大家还记得吗？所罗门说他为什么写箴言书呢？他写箴言书的目的是什么呢
？To teach us how to be wise.
教导人变得更有智慧。
Now I need to remember that. I need to pay attention to that when I read it.
所以当我读箴言的时候，我需要提醒自己要记得这一点。
Because now the whole way through the book, I am looking for.What does this teach me about wisdom? When I was principal of the academy, I told the teachers,
当我在学校做校长的时候，曾对老师们说，
Every lesson ought to have a purpose. What are you trying to teach them?
每一课你都要有一个目的，你通过这课要教学生什么东西。
And I suggested to them, write that purpose up on the board behind your desk.
我就告诉他们说要把这样子的主题或者目的写在你这个身后的板子上。
So that the students will know, this is what I'm learning today.
所以学生们就会知道，哦，这是我今天要学的东西。
And I said also, if you notice them looking at that very quizzically.
所以当你如果看到学生只是这样看一眼的话，
it might be because they're thinking, she said she was going to teach us this, but...What we're doing doesn't have any connection.
如果你看学生只是就是很奇怪看着那个标题，你就会意识到，哦，学生认为说老师说了今天要讲这个，但他教的好像跟这个主题没什么关系。
Kind of keeps us on focus.
这个主题写在这里，能让我们将注意力集中在这个主题上。
Solomon says, as you're reading this, remember we are learning wisdom.
所以所罗门在写箴言书，他就说，读这个是要让我们晓得智慧和训诲。
John gives us his purpose at the end of the book.
约翰写他的书信的时候是在书信的末尾告诉我们他的目的是什么
John chapter 20
在约翰福音第二十章
verse 31
第三十一节
These are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
说到但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
Why is John written?
约翰为什么把这个写下呢
？So we'll believe that Jesus is the Christ.
让我们可以相信耶稣是基督。
And that it will give us life.
让我们因他的名得生命。
Now, as you read through the Gospel of John,
所以当你再次通读约翰福音的时候
，out of all the miracles that Jesus did, John is only going to choose 7 of them to talk about.
耶稣一生行了很多的神迹，但约翰其中只挑了七个。
And every one of them, he's going to call it not a miracle, but a sign.
所以每一次当约翰提到这样子的神迹，他都说这是一个
<Why?
S 1> 一个记号。为什么呢
？Because what's his purpose?
因为他的目的是什么呢
？To show that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God.
因为他要让我们知道耶稣就是基督，是神的儿子。
And so he's going to choose 7 signs.That support that, that show that.
所以他要选择这七个记号，这七个印记去证明这一点。
And they're going to build up from a rather small turning water into wine at the wedding.
所以就从最开始很小的这个变水为酒。
To a final sign, raising Lazarus from the dead.
到最后这个很大的让拉撒路从死里复活。
That's going to cause the religious leaders to say we can't ignore him anymore.
这个神迹大到让那些宗教领袖认为啊，我们不能再忽视他。
Everyone's going to believe this sign. We better kill him.
每个人都会相信这样子的神迹的，所以我们要赶快杀
了他。Look for the purpose.
所以我们要记得这个目的，陈述的目的。
The order of the material.
同时要找出材料的排列顺序。
Again, let me give you one example.
让我再给大家一个例子。
When you read through 1 Samuel.
当你读这个撒母耳记上的时候。
1 Samuel is the story of David.
撒母耳记上讲的是大卫王的事情。
But 1 Samuel has a very clear order, structure.
但撒母耳记上其实是有一个很清楚很完整的一个结构。
10 chapters.
有十章。
Are telling of David's great triumphs.
讲的是这个大卫的这个挣扎。
The nation has been divided and he reunites them, ends the civil war.
这个当时这个国度分裂，然后大卫将这个国度重新的结合在一起。
He conquers their enemy. He unites the nation.
他将这个国重新的合并在一起。
Great king.
他是一个伟大的王。
Chapter 11.
在十一章的时候。
Is his sin with Bathsheba.
他讲到他和这个别十八。
And from chapter 11 on, the rest of David's reign in First, Second Samuel is going to be declined.
然后从第十一章开始一直到撒母耳记下都讲的是他之后的这个
He's going to have trouble in his home. His own sons are going to turn against him.
他的这些挣扎他儿子也背叛他。
He's going to have trouble in his kingdom and there's going to be war and division and war with their enemies.
也知道他的国家会遇到挣扎会有再度的分裂会有仇敌来攻击。
Why?
Is
Samuel set up this way? The author of Samuel wants us to see.
为什么呢？为什么撒母耳把这个书这个书卷这样子来结构呢？
All of those troubles are God's judgment on David for his sin.
因为这所有的这些挣扎、这些麻烦，都是神对大卫王的这个罪的审判。
So don't just skim through the book. Oh, that's a nice story. That's you know, David and Goliath. That's a neat story.
所以不要只是就是浏览过整本书，然后说啊这个故事不错，那个故事不错。
David and Bathsheba. Yeah, that's too bad.
然后看大卫和别十八，这故事真不好。
Absalom's revolt. Oh, that's a sad story.
这是一个很不好的。
No, don't do that.
不要只是这样子。
Trace how the author wants us to see this. When David is faithful and humble, God blesses him, and he wins all of these victories.
而是真的要看到这个排列的顺序，当大卫顺服的时候，神是怎样的祝福他
？And then he's king.
然后他成为王。
And as king, he says, "I don't have to keep those rules other people keep. I'm the king."
然后当他成为王的时候，他就说：“我不需要再遵守别人遵守那些规则，因为我是王。
”And the writer of Samuel wants us to see when we rely on ourselves instead of God.
就是撒母耳说到，当我们不再顺从神，而是顺从自己的时候。
When we follow our own path instead of God's law.
当我们遵循自己的准则而不是神的律法的时候。
The trouble never ends.
你的麻烦是不会停的。
All the way to David's deathbed.
直到大卫死的那一天。
He's in the room dying, and his two sons are in the next room arguing over who gets to be king.
当大卫去世的时候，他的儿子就在他隔壁的房间在争论谁将成为下一个王。
Look for things that are repeated.
同时也要找出那些被重复的事情。
I keep with my Bible that I read in devotions. I keep some colored markers.
我自己灵修的这个圣经，我读的时候手边通常都会有这个彩色的彩笔。
And when I start to see a word repeated in a book, I start highlighting that word.
当我看到在一个段落中有一个字重复出现的时候，我会就把它标出来。
Because if the writer is repeating a word often, it means this is important to him.
因为当一个作者不定的重复一个词的时候，这说明这个词对他来说是很重要的。
A couple weeks ago, I was reading through Nehemiah.
在几周前我读这个尼希米记。
And over, Nehemiah says.Remember.
在尼希米记中一次一次提到要记得。
When he prays, he says, "God, remember the promises that you gave to Moses."
他祷告，他就说：“神啊，你要记得你对神啊，你记得你对摩西的那些应许。
When Israel's enemies are threatening them and the people in Jerusalem are afraid.
仇敌攻击耶路撒冷当地的人民很害怕的时候
Nehemiah says to them, Remember your God who is great and powerful.
尼希米就对他的子民说 你要记得那大而蛮有能力的神
Three times Nehemiah says to God, God, please remember, I have served you.
尼希米三次对神说 神啊要记得我服侍你
You see, Nehemiah is leading the people in a difficult time. But he knows this. In the past, God always took care of us. And if I can remember that, and if I can help the people to remember that, it will give us confidence for the future. When I look around and I see the walls torn down and the rubble,
当我回顾四周看到城墙被拆毁, 这样子的, 废墟的时候,
it's kind of discouraging.
我会灰心,
but if I can remember, it wasn't always like this.
但如果我能记得,
there was a time when God blessed us and we were His people and He cared for us.
曾经神是那样的祝福我们, 我们是他的子民,
now that gives me hope that if we will be faithful to Him, He will again care for us and protect us as His people.
这样子的记忆就能给我信, 让我知道, 当我们再次顺服神的时候, 他就会继续的来, 祝福,
This afternoon, if you would do some homework, go to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Psalm. Sorry. And as you read through Psalm 119,
如果大家下午有时间的话, 我给大家布置一个作业, 就是在诗篇的 119篇。
As you read through Psalm 119, if you take a marker and you just underline or highlight the words that refer to God's word or God's law.
当你读诗篇119篇的时候,你拿一个彩笔标出来或者圈起来所有提到神的律法的地方的字眼。
You will find that almost every verse in this psalm has some reference to God's law.
你会发现这整篇的诗篇 每一句几乎都提到了神的律例或者他的典章
And you'll say, okay, that must be what this psalm is all about, is God's word, God's law.
所以你就会说, 哦, 这一篇诗篇就是关于神的律法,神的话语。
And in my Bible at home, I've highlighted those.
哦, 我家里那本圣经上我就标出了每一处。
And then out at the side, I've started a list of what he has to say about God's law.
然后我就决定要列一个表列出来,
And the list has things like this.
这个列表上就有这样子的记录。
God's law is very difficult and a heavy burden, but I have to keep it if I want to be a Christian.
比如说, 神的话语或者律法是难的, 但是作为一个基督徒, 我必须要去遵守。
Right?
对吗?
No.
不是的。
Doesn't say that.
这个诗篇里可没这么说。
It says God's law is a delight.
但是神的话是可喜悦的。
God's law is sweet and tasty.
神的话是可以让我们满足的。
God's law is a light that guides my path in safety.
神的话是在我们生命中可以来引领我们的光。
Now, that's helpful to me.
你知道吗? 这样的列表对我是很有用的。
Because when I'm reading something in God's law, and I read it, and I say, oh, that sounds hard.
因为当我在读神的话的时候,读到神的律法,我说, 啊, 这好难呀。
Why does God tell me I have to do this?
为什么神告诉我必须要这么做呢?
Then I'll flip over to 119.
然后我就会翻到诗篇119篇。
And read down through my list and realize, okay, if God said do this, it's for my good.
然后读我之前写的这个列表,然后说好,如果神这么说,那是为了我的好处。
I might not always understand it, but it says right here, here's a whole list of things that it tells me how wonderful this law is.
我或许不是完全的明白，但是我看到这个列表，我就看到，哦，这列表满满的都告诉我，神的律法是如此的奇妙。
And if God's law is that wonderful,
如果神的律法是这么的奇妙，
then even if I don't understand this exact part, I'm going to trust that it's for my good.
当我哪怕是不明白这个具体的点到底是什么的时候，我都要去相信，去顺服。
Repeated words, repeated characters, reappearing characters.
哦，不只是这个重复出现的短语、词语，还有重复出现的人物。
I think for the sake of time, I'll go on. Repeated incidents, things that happen over and over.
包括重复出现的事件场景。
Let me give you an example.
啊，举一个例子。
Again, at this point, we're not always figuring out why this happens. I just want you to see that it happens.
现在我让大家不是要研究为什么这件事情发生，而是让大家看到发生了什么。
If you read the book of Judges.
啊，如果你看《士师记》的话。
We can read through it, and it can just be a whole series of nice little stories.
啊，你可能就是整篇的读完就说哦，都是一个一个很小的故事。
Here's the story of Gideon.
啊，这个伊甸园的故事，基甸的故事。
Here's the story of the fat king Ehud who was stabbed and the knife got stuck in his belly.
啊，这个王啊。
No one ever tells that one in Sunday school.
这个王的故事。
Here's this story, here's this story.
这样的故事，那样的故事。
But if you'll notice what's repeated, here's what you're going to see.
但是当你注意留意那些重复的故事或者事件的时候，你会发现。
Seven times the exact same thing happens.
有七次发生了完全一样的事情。
Israel sins against God.
那就是以色列他们犯罪背叛神。
He allows an enemy to defeat them.
神就允许仇敌打败他们。
They cry out, God, please save us.
于是以色列民就呼求神啊，救我们。
And he hears them and he sends someone to deliver them.
于是神听到了他们的呼求，就派人去搭救这些以色列民。
And being like us,
就像我们一样。
Their response is,
他们的反应是,
Israel sins.
以色列人又犯罪。
We're not very fast learners.
他们其实这个功课没有学得很好。
God allows their enemy to defeat them.
所以神就又允许他们的仇敌去攻击他们。
They cry out, God, please save us.
他们又再一次呼求神救我们。
And he hears their cry and he has mercy on them and he sends someone to deliver them.
所以神听到他们的呼求，满有恩典，就又派人去搭救以色列民。
And being very wise people.
我们要做聪明的人。
They go back to step one.
他们又回去。
Israel sins.
第二步。
Seven times.
这样重复了有七次。
It's the exact same pattern.
这是一个完全一样的这样的循环七次。
But if you read it, you'll start to see something else about that pattern.
但是当你读的时候，你会看到。
Each time the deliverer.
每一次这个搭救的人。
Is a little less impressive than the one before.
和上一次这个人来说都没有那么
You start out with Othniel, a man that it says was filled with the Spirit of God.
最开始这个人是个蛮有能力的。
Sorry about all these names. Just cough, it won't matter. You move from him. You have, and I don't have them in order, but Deborah, a woman.
后来又有另外一个这个女的事实。
And in the ancient world, a woman deliverer means there were no men doing their job.
在这个古代，如果有一个女的事实的话，意思就是说这个男人他们没有在做自己刚做的工作了。
You have Jephthah, a man who thinks he can kind of work out a deal, a bargain with God.
然后后来又有一个事实，他自认为自己可以跟神去讨价还价。
And you come to the point where it says,
直到一个境地。
That God says, Samson will begin to deliver.
直到一个境界，他就说这个事实会开始这样的拯救。
You see what has happened? The deliverance has gone from this glorious deliverance under Othniel to a man who is going to be more successful in death than he was during his life.
所以你就看到最开始神。派的这个搭救者一开始是蛮有荣耀的，慢慢的，这个搭救者就越来越没有之前那么有荣耀。
You see the pattern.
你看到这个
As Israel continues in sin, the spiral is worse and worse.
当以色列人一次一次的在犯罪的时候，就大家这个环境其实是越来越坏的。
So look for what's repeated.
所以要找出那些重复的事件。
Now, next week we're going to begin talking about how we interpret what we see.
下一周我们要开始来讲我们如何解释我们所看到的、观察到的。
I want to give you, I don't have this ready for you, but let me just give you this to start preparing for next week. I would like for you to begin reading through the Gospel of John.
我希望大家来读这个约翰福音。
We'll work on this for 2 weeks, so you can get started this week.
我们有两周的时间都要讲这个约翰福音，所以我希望大家这周就开始读。
If you are a person who is willing to highlight in your Bible, have two colors.
如果你愿意在你的圣经上做标记的话，你可以准备两种颜色的标记笔。
Everywhere you read the word believe or belief, highlight that word in one color.
如果你发现任何的地方提到这个相信或者信，用一种颜色标出来。
And then in a different color, highlight every time you see a word related to unbelief.
然后用另外一种颜色的笔标出来任何提到不相信或者不信的地方。
This week, try to get halfway through the Gospel of John, just looking for those two things, and then next week I'll talk about it a bit more.
所以这周就请大家至少来看约翰福音前一部分，然后标出来这两处信与不信的地方，我们来好下节课来讲。
As you read, start to simply slow down and observe. What do I see?
当你读的时候，你需要慢下来来想，我看到的、读到的是什么。
Next week we're going to start looking at the step of interpretation. What does it mean?
下周我们来讲，第二步就是解释我看到的到底意味着什么。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for your word.
主啊，我们感谢你的话语。
You gave us your word out of love.
你因着爱赐下你的话语。
As a guide.
作为我们的指导
The wonderful, wonderful gift.
是一个多么美妙的礼物
Help us to love your word.
主要帮助我们爱你的话语
Help us to value it.
帮助我们重视你的话语
Help us to listen to you as you speak to us through it.
主要你帮助